Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Guys, this is milestone episode 101. We are beyond the century mark now. There's no going back.
Should we apologize now
for anything? I apologize for nothing.
Okay.
He never does. Guys, do you realize we are on the threshold of 30,000 downloads?
Is that a small threshold?
Yes, for us it is.
Okay.
We're also on the threshold of greatness.
It may be so small we can't even trip over it.
That's good for me.
Yes.
You got bad knees.
Threshold of 30,000 downloads, guys. What about that?
We're here.
We've arrived.
I mean, yeah, sure.
I just hope I remember the little people in my life. You know, now that we're getting so big and so famous.
Like your kids.
We're so famous that somebody looks at Derek and says, which one are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
We're that famous.
We're that famous.
Oh, what's your name?
Because used to people just bump into me and keep walking. Now they're going to say, who are you? So.
Craig, get out of the way.
We're somewhere.
Well, guys, let's get down to it. On Thursday's episode 100, we talked about how we would spend our first 50 days if we had 100 days to spend at Walt Disney World. And today, we're going to finish that list.
Oh, man.
This is part two of 100 days at Walt Disney
World. I got a question for
you.
What's your question?
If you had to spend 100 days at Disney, do you think you'd get tired of it?
I'm tired of talking about it.
I think if I was free from any obligations, I wouldn't get tired of it. But I think if I was genuinely there for this long, the whole time I'd be like, I need to get back to work. I'm going broke. So I think with no financial burden, I would not get tired of it.
And you would, and of course, if you were there for that many days, you would probably actually plan out each day.
We'd probably make some new friends and new relationships along the way.
All right, let's get going.
All right, Craig, let's get going. Day 51. What are you doing?
Day 51, I came across something. I think that this is right up Derek's alley.
Yes.
I had no idea this thing even existed. Listen to this, guys. It is Taste of Magic Kingdom Park VIP Tour. What you do is you step behind the counter of the food and beverage experience at Magic Kingdom Park and enjoy VIP tasting of iconic Disney menu items.
Ooh.
They're all from Tony's. Oh, no.
Frozen and reheated.
I'm trying to see. Discover how food memories are made as you taste your way through the kitchens of Magic Kingdom Park. Do you remember the first time you tried the Dole Whip? Or maybe you even eat a turkey leg every time you come to the park?
Ugh.
Food is an essential part of Walt Disney World's vacation experience. On this brand new 3-hour experience, you'll uncover the magic behind the meals. Go behind the scenes. Delight in delicious tasting, taste the future, and you're treated as a VIP. Let's see how much this costs, guys.
Does it say?
$99 per person, plus tax.
For a 3-hour tour.
3-hour tour and lots of food.
That's just one day.
Yes.
How about day 52, Derek? That sounded awesome, Craig.
That did. That sounded really good, surprisingly. Unless they say Tony's, then I'm out. They said turkey leg again. Day 52, we are going to back to the Animal Kingdom Lodge again. I know Matthew had done a lot of things there, but he didn't really state specifically anything as far as any of the tours. And I want to do the one that we've mentioned. Probably, I think it was on the free show, was the Night Vision tour.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Going to get some night vision goggles.
I'm going to do the night vision and see some animals.
They have the Ultimate Nights of Adventure VIP tour. I don't know if that's it.
The Starlight Safari.
Oh.
Is what it's called.
All right. Day 53, I'm going to make it a random day. I've always wanted to do this, and one of these days I'll get around to doing it. But I'm going to go down to the bus stop, and I'm going to hop on the first bus that shows up.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go to that park. I'm going to get whatever fast passes I can. And I'm just going to pull up a random restaurant in that park in the app and go eat there. Make a reservation, whatever I can get a reservation to, go there. And then when I leave that park, I'm going to just go to the first bus that pulls up. And I'm going to go to that hotel and stay there for the night.
Really?
I'm not sure that's really how that would work, Matthew.
Well, I'm going to go there and see if I can get a room.
Okay.
Obviously.
Maybe.
So that's day 53. I call it random day.
Random day.
Craig, what about you on day 54?
Day 54. Let me see. I think I am going to go stay somewhere we haven't stayed yet. Where have we not stayed yet?
We haven't stayed in the All-Stars.
Let's go stay at Saratoga Springs.
Mm. Saratoga Springs. Ooh.
What's going over there?
That's not even on my radar.
No, that might be the only way you get Matthew over to Disney Springs.
And that would be a neat place to kind of stay and kind of hang different. Out.
Yeah.
And just stay there for the day.
Stay there for the day.
They've got, it's all equestrian, kind of like...
equestrian?
Yeah.
There's horses everywhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's based upon, kind of a New York setting, the Saratoga in New York. So I hang out there for the day.
Fantastic. Derek, how about day 55?
Let's go explore another resort, two resorts that are not Disney owned. Let's go over to the Swan and Dolphin. I've never set foot in those.
I haven't either.
And I know they have some very good eateries there. There's the Todd English Place and Shula's, but it's got some high class places over there. And I would like to just explore them for a day. A whole day, yes, a whole day, Matthew.
A whole day at the Swan and Dolphin.
Swolfin.
Speaking of whole days, I'm going to take day 56 and go over to the Magic Kingdom, and I'm going to try to ride every Magic Kingdom ride in a day. Shouldn't be too terribly difficult. I'll tell you what, I'll take that back. I'm going to ride every Magic Kingdom ride and major show. I'm going to try to see I'm just going to try to experience as many attractions in Magic Kingdom as I can.
So like a regular park day then.
Why not?
That you do.
Yeah. But I'm going to go even more full steam than normal.
Day 57, I am going to go and ride every Main Street vehicle that I can.
That'll take up about the first 2 hours of the day. Then they close down. So what do you
have? I know. And they only do about two a day.
I know. What will you do after that?
Then I will go, since I'm right there on Main Street, I get my hair cut. I could become a...
Craig wouldn't get... He doesn't pay for haircuts.
That's true.
Never paid for a haircut. I could go hang out in the castle and eat, and I'd just maybe spend the whole day right there on Main Street.
A whole day on Main Street.
Yes. Shopping and just kind of hanging out and eating at Casey's and, like you said, go to the fire hall, go get a haircut. Don't tell my mom.
Do you think you could? I don't know if Craig could physically do that, just stay on Main Street for a whole day. I don't think he could do it.
That's inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
For this, I'm doing inconceivable. For this, I'm going to do it.
Derek, what about...
I do like the Princess Bride.
Inconceivable.
Derek, what about day 58?
We are going to a concert.
Ooh.
Where at?
We're going to go see some live entertainment in the UK Pavilion. And we're going to watch every set that band performs.
British Revolution?
Yes, we're going to watch every set.
Oh, wow.
Is this torture for a day?
They're going to think y'all are stalkers.
Well.
Are you going to go eat at Rose and Crown between sets?
We cannot remove ourselves from the garden. Except to go to the restroom.
We love you, British Revolution.
And you're going to ask to buy a souvenir shirt.
I want a shirt. And all we can have
CD.
To eat are the fish and chips from Yorkshire.
Well, you're going to be paying way too much money for that. I'm going to take day 59, and I'm going to do a little character challenge. I'm going to go around all four parks and see how many characters I can meet in a day. Nothing but characters.
Ugh.
could be some slow moving lines.
That would be a long day.
That's right up Kenny the Pirate's alley.
You would get like what? I would say 12, 10.
In a day?
Yeah.
No, you can do like 30 or 40.
No.
I could do it.
Not in one day. Not without doing a restaurant. I don't think you could. Challenge. I think I could. Take it. Do it.
I'm not going to do it. All right, guys. I've got it. Day 60. I'll go ahead and offer one up there. I'm going to go to Animal Kingdom, but I can only stay in Pandora. I'm going to ride Navi River Journey, Flight of Passage, as much as I can. I'm going to see the drummers. I'm going to walk the trails. I'm going to eat at Satuli Canteen, and I'm going to stay there all the way into the night and experience it at nighttime. Pandora. That's day 60. Could get a little boring waiting in line all day, but hey.
That's a pretty bad day.
We got time to kill. That's Craig, true. How about day 61?
Day 61. I guess I'll go over to and ride Space Mountain and ride Space Ranger Spin. And
so Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland. Do all the things over there.
The Tomorrowland Deep Dive.
And maybe get a cream cheese pretzel. Oh, wait. I can't do that anymore.
You can get a Pepper Jack pretzel.
No, I'll get a Pepper Jack pretzel then. But I'll hang out over there and do all those rides and enjoy the day over there.
Derek, how about day 62?
Spend the morning in Epcot, not doing anything specific. But the evening, and into the evening, we are going to the boardwalk to spend the night at the boardwalk. I've done that a few times. Not spent a whole lot of time there. I mean, maybe an hour or two. I just find that entertaining to be on the boardwalk at night.
Fantastic. Day 63, I'm going to go to Caribbean Beach Resort. I know Derek's not a big fan, but I'm going to go over there and just check out all the new stuff that they have. And I'm going to stay in one of the pirate ship rooms. I've never tried that. Think it'd be neat. So pirate ship room and check out the new dining there, Sebastian's Bistro. Yeah.
If I were to stay in a themed room, it would be the pirate room.
It's a good call.
Take that.
I will take it. Craig, day 64.
I'm trying to think if we said this on last episode or not, but something I do enjoy doing, and I would spend a day doing this as well, just go to all the World Showcase and in-depthly check out each country.
Each pavilion?
In-depth.
In-depth. Don't just kind of take a quick trip, but just really watch the shows.
I don't know. Matthew kind of took the whole showcase, World Showcase.
No, I was just mainly doing dining.
Eating. Oh, yeah, dining. Eating around the world. Mainly
just dining.
Yeah.
In-depth World Showcase. I mean, you can spend easily a whole day.
Absolutely.
Now, I tried to get my wife to do that the first time we went. She was not a fan of it. But
I bet you could spend, I would say, a minimum of 30 minutes.
In each. In absolutely. Each
well, if you're watching the shows, too.
If you're watching the shows. If you're eating the live entertainment.
Yeah.
There's character meet and greets. Tell you what, guys. 65. We're kind of getting on up there. I think, for all intents and purposes, you're considered a senior citizen by the time you get to be 65, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have a day like a senior. I'm going to put myself in my mom's shoes. And
don't wear your mom's shoes.
And do what she would do. I think I'm just going to pick a park and
Primeval World.
And she would say that she would do that. I'm going to go sauntering. I'm going to just kind of look around and shop and window shop and wander without a care in the world. I'm not going to ride a single ride. I'm just going to wander around. Wander around and see where the wind takes me. Like a senior would do. Like my mom would do. There's that.
Okay.
Derek, you got day 66?
Day 66. Let's go. I don't remember what number that was, but Craig rode the horse for a day.
That was day... Oh, where is it here? That was day 37.
Day 37.
An all-day horse ride.
Don't you judge me.
I think you're...
I think
by day 66, you're just now recovering from that.
I think I'm going to do a carriage ride in the evening at Port Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
But during the day, I'm going to rent a Surrey bike at Port Orleans. I'm going to stay around the Port Orleans, much like you did before. Mm-hmm. You kind of went resort hopping between the two sister resorts. But I'm going to stay there, I'm going to look for an exercise day. Surrey bike.
Ooh, little exercise day.
Or a regular bike.
Uh-huh.
I don't think
Or
run.
Uh-huh.
And then that night I'll rest by being pulled by a horse.
I like it. Hey, we're starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel here.
Scraping.
I'm going to head down to Disney Springs. Look out, people.
This is the first time you've said that.
Disney Springs. And I'm going to imagine this is in the future. I'm going to check out the new NBA experience that they're putting in where Disney Quest used to be. I've seen some of the things that they have there, and it looks like it's going to have several very interactive, interesting stuff. So the Disney Springs NBA experience. Craig, day 68.
Guys, I'm spending a lot of time on these tours. I really like them. And since we won the lottery, we got all kinds
of money.
That's
true.
Yep. So I'm spending $249 per person.
Oh, goodness.
And I'm doing the Ultimate Disney Classic VIP Tour.
Now, what is that?
You ride all the classic Disney rides. Dumbo the Flying Elephant, Haunted Mansion, It's a Small World, Jungle Cruise, Mad Tea Party, Peter Pan's Flight, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, and Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid.
Now, are there any perks? Because you could just do that on a regular day, couldn't you?
It says there's no height restrictions for the attractions and entertainment featured in this tour, so it's great for kids of all ages. And you actually have a VIP tour guide who attends every single detail by planning the itinerary for you. They'll do everything possible to make your experience hassle-free so you can relax, unwind, and make the most of your visit.
So they're doing what we could do for you for free.
Yes.
With just an email to groomgrittingguys@gmail.com.
See, I like how we work that in there.
I like that, Craig. Derek, day 69.
So backing up, Matthew, we just saved everybody $249 per person. So if you want to afford that,
you can send that to us. Feel free to donate. Yes. Derek, day 69.
Day 69, I'm going to take a nice rest day, I think. And that night, I'm going to go on a pirate adventure cruise. Or let Boone do it. I don't know if parents can go on these with the children, but I would. Yeah, it's for 4 to 12, so I have to wait a couple of years.
Where are you staying at during the day?
I guess I'll stay at Yacht Club just because that's where it's at.
Uh-huh.
It's done through the Yacht Club is the one I'm looking at. I think they also offer it at Caribbean Beach. Let Boone do the Pirate Adventure Cruise.
Fantastic. He'd love that. Day 70, I'm going to go with a day of romance. I'm going to imagine my lovely wife, Cecily, is there with me. And
she's not going to be there.
And we are going to... we're going to go in and focus on her, we're going to go to Magic Kingdom, focus on her favorite rides, things she likes to do. And then that night, we're going to go to Victoria and Albert's for dinner at the Grand Floridian.
Wow.
That's on the bucket list. So, guys, we got 30 days left here. Craig, what are you going to do on day 71?
Man, I mean, it's just getting nuts. I'm going to take several days, and we can kind of interlace this with other things. But I'm going to eat at every character dining spot.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Like I said, that may take us through the rest of the 100 days, but I would like to do, you know, check off every one of them. Go to every dining with characters.
Well, let's see. There's, what, 14 of those now?
Is that only the ones on Disney property?
Let's just say, let's let that take up about five days.
Yeah.
Let's say you're going to eat up to 3 meals a day.
Wow.
So days.
Deluxe dining plan.
How much does that cost?
Day 71 through 75, character dining. We're going to...
Oh, my God.
We're going to get sick.
I'm sick thinking about
There's so much food. Craig did knock out several days for us.
Thanks, Craig.
Yeah. Focusing on character dining. A lot of buffets. Derek, how about day 76? Can I take day 76?
Sure.
I think to honor the birth of America...
I knew you were going
in
there.
In 1776, I'm going to do America Day. I'm going to go to Magic Kingdom and check out Hall of Presidents and the Muppets Present Great Moments in American History. And then I'm going to go over to Epcot, see the American Adventure, the Voices of Liberty, everything else the American Pavilion has to offer.
See our President's Day show from 2018.
Listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll sit out. I don't know what I'll sit at Liberty Inn and listen to it. I'm going to say that's like episode 31 maybe. Or it's in the 30s, I think. So, yes, America Day on day 76. Derek, how about day 77?
Day 77. Character dining. I'm still nauseated by that.
Craig really got us there.
He did.
Derek's thinking about doing that. That's why it's bothering him.
I mean, that bothers me because I could do like one a day.
Three
but outside
a day.
Of that, dear me.
If they're buffets, you can kind of hold back a little bit.
Hold back and buffet goes together, Craig. This doesn't take long, but this I don't think anything we've really mentioned would really take all day, to be honest. I mean, it could, but I'm going to get my profile done by the sweet old lady on Main Street as a 40-year-old man.
So you, okay. You got about 20 minutes to get your silhouette done.
Easy day there. Don't overdo it, Derek. You're
going to take it easy on that day.
I'm going to get my profile.
Oh, so that's it.
Oh, gosh.
Nothing else on that.
Well, we've got lots of days, lots of stuff to do on those days.
Getting his profile done. Well, Craig, you can go hard the next day. What are you going to do on day 78?
On day 78, I'm going to take a few days again.
Another few
days. I'm going to do every dessert party. Is that three?
Sure.
Because you've got one at Epcot.
You got Wishes.
No.
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 I'll say that for you, Derek.
You got one at... Well, actually, you've got two.
You got the Frozen Ever After.
He could do the pre-show, the pre-fireworks, and the post-fireworks.
Let's just stick with one. Oh, Craig's going to get us all sick.
I think they all have one. Does Animal Kingdom have one yet?
So here we go. On day 78, Craig's going to do the Happily Ever After dessert party. During the day, we will spend all of our time in Adventureland because I think that's the one land we hadn't gone to.
Yeah,
in the Magic Kingdom,
and we got our portrait made too.
Sure, I'm losing track at this point. We spent a whole day getting a portrait done.
It all be good.
On day 79, we're gonna do the Epcot Frozen Ever After dessert party. But during the day that day, I'm gonna go play foot golf at Oak Trail, which is something new they offer.
And I tried to do all the sporting stuff. And
day 80, we're going to do the dessert party at Rivers of Light in Animal Kingdom. And also that day, I'm going to do Wilderness Explorers. I'm going to spend a day trying to do all the Wilderness Explorers. And then on day 81, this will round out Craig's dessert party circuit. We're going to go to Hollywood Studios for the Star Wars Galactic Spectacular dessert party. And during the day... I will spend my time getting selfies in front of every building in Hollywood Studios.
And do they,
every building.
Do
every
they building. A, do they have like a Fantasmic food box or something?
They did.
I thought I heard something about they that did. One time.
So, guys, that takes us all the way through day 82.
Yes!
We are getting dangerously close to the end of our 100 days at Walt Disney World. You know, going
this
back
is
to
more like torture, I
going
think,
back to Craig's question at the beginning, I think I would get tired of it. I would get tired of
yes.
it.
Yes.
Derek, what are you doing?
Day 82. I'm probably going to go and fill out a job application.
They already
because
think you work there.
I feel like I might know how to get around the park.
So
the parks.
So we're going
to... So honestly, I'm thinking 82, I'm going to...
Are you going to work for just one day? I'm just going to write work.
No, I'm just going to... Well, it may be part of my plan to move there.
I'm just going to put work at WDW.
Okay.
On day 82. that's good. Day 83, I'm just going to spend the day at the Polynesian. I know Craig picked a day to stay at the bungalows, but I'm going to stay at the Polynesian.
Yeah, he wanted to stay at the bungalows,
and
but
go
then leave.
Hit Mickey yeah. hunting. I'm going to do the Polynesian. I'm going to hit up Ohana for breakfast. Kona Cafe for lunch, and for dinner I'm going to do the Spirits
Ohana?
Of no spirits Spirits of Aloha dinner show. I'm going to do that. I will be at Ohana. Well, I did eat at Ohana this past weekend, actually. So it was
not
wonderful.
As good as it used to be.
I'm going to go check out the Spirits of Aloha. It's a good show. I haven't seen it in a few years. Craig, how about day 84?
Day 84, I'm going to spend my time at Magic Kingdom in the Swiss Family Treehouse.
Oh, no.
And Tom Sawyer Island.
Two places you've never been before.
Just going to the... No,
have you been in the tree?
I've been close to the tree.
Now,
I've walked across and came back.
Now, we did say that we were going to stay in Adventureland.
And I have been in Tom Sawyer Island with you guys.
Yes, that's right.
So, but I'm going to let you have it, Craig.
Well, I mean, it's not really...
What if you just stayed on Tom Sawyer Island all day?
I could,
they were trying to get food... They were serving some food out of that restaurant again, weren't they?
I could do that.
So just Craig is...
I'll be on the island so much that day, they'll probably be calling police because they think some guy's not supposed to be out there.
This guy's been over there for 6 hours.
Nobody stays over there for that long.
This guy's been looking at my kids funny.
Oh.
No, he just don't know how to get off the island.
Derek, how about day 85?
Day 85. I am going to go on a popcorn challenge.
Ooh.
I've not heard of one of these yet, so I'm going to make it up right now. I'm going to get me a popcorn bucket, and I'm going to try and get it refilled at all four parks multiple times in the day.
Again, Derek's trying to get us sick again.
How does that make you sick? The only way it's going to make you sick is from the pieces of kernel being stuck in your teeth. Might cause mild soreness.
Mild soreness. Popcorn challenge. He's had a dairy challenge and a popcorn challenge.
And the coffee challenge.
Caffeine challenge. Day 86. You know, guys, I was born in 1986.
Oh.
And so day 86 is going to be my birthday day. I'm going to go around and see how many cast members I can get to wish me a happy birthday. I'm going to see how many free things I can get.
There you go.
Using my birthday. I'm going to like have a birthday hat on. I'm going to get a birthday t-shirt.
Sure.
Yes. Buttons all over my shirt.
Yes.
I'm going to just.
Sharing a cake with you.
I'm going to exploit my birthday as much as I can.
I'm probably, because we've been there 100 days, so depends on what time of the year it is. At some point, we've come across Halloween, I'd say. Uh-huh. So I'm going to do the not-so-scary Halloween party.
Good, well played.
Take a break all day long, rest.
I don't know, we've been in spring training.
Yep, we were in spring training.
But sure, we're going to say there's a Halloween party.
We didn't say 100 days had to be...
Consecutive?
Consecutive.
Day 88... I'm going to assume it's festival season at Epcot.
Always.
And I'm going to partake in whatever festival events they have going on. If it happens to be food and wine, I'm going to go watch some cooking exhibitions. I may do the Remy scavenger hunt. But I'm going to do all things festival. If it's festival of the holidays, I may listen to Hollywood Storytellers. Whatever festival I'm there for, I'm going to get everything I can out of it. Derek, how about day 89?
Day 89, I'm going to take a whole day, and I'm sure after all this time, we've got some cast compliments to make.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take a whole day and give cast compliments.
Where are you going to be at when you give them?
I don't know. On my phone, on the free Wi-Fi somewhere.
Just in a park bench.
Once you go to a hotel, and just do it from a hotel all day, from a resort. What resort?
I don't care where I'm at.
An entire day.
We've been there 80.
That's true. They've 80 taken something good care days of us already.
He's chillaxing, so I mean, he could be somewhere.
Craig, day 90.
Day 90. I'm going to travel around to every park, and I'm going to watch all the
Streetmosphere.
Streetmosphere, and I'm going to end the day when I get done with all the other parks, Magic Kingdom, over at Animal Kingdom, over at. Epcot. Then I'm going to end up. No, let me. I'm going to go to Hollywood shows and then end up at Epcot. Isn't that right? And follow the jammers around the rest of the day.
You're just going to follow them around?
Yeah, I'm going to be stalking them. They're like going to be, hey, this guy's.
They're going to be calling security.
Yeah.
I mean, we're doing some questionable stuff here.
Yeah.
Oh, me. Day 91, I'm going to call it the whatever is left day. I'm going to go to each park and whatever show or ride I have yet to do, that's what I'm going to do.
I'm pretty sure there's not going to be much left.
Well, this is my finishing up the check mark day. I'm going to finish whatever is left. Derek, day 92.
Day 92, you've already been here once with your wife, but I'm going to Victoria and Albert's for something I wanted to do on the Unlimited.
Uh-huh.
Show, and that's the chef's table.
Oh, he's springing for the chef's table.
I'm going for the chef's table. I'm going all out.
What are you
going
to do that day?
That day I'm going to fast and prepare my stomach for the chef's table.
I like it. Fast.
Derek, have you ever fasted?
Well, funny you should mention that.
Craig. I have. Funny I should mention that. Why?
Because I'm fixing to fast again.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Fast what?
How about day 93?
I am going to, again, go to all the parks, and I'm going to ride everything that involves a boat.
All boat rides. Fancy stuff. It's kind of sad we're getting toward the end here. I mean.
The best is yet to come.
That's, oh, man.
I like that one, though.
Day 94.
That one should have showed up a lot earlier in the list.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do on day 94? I am going to go and spend time in the clown pool at the boardwalk. I'm going back to the boardwalk. And then that night, I'm going over to the Jelly Rolls, and I am going to...
Let me see your Jelly Roll.
I don't know what they have over there, but I'm going to sing karaoke, and I'm going to dance, and I'm going to strut my stuff. Because at this point, I'm 94 days in. I don't really care. So, Jelly Rolls. How about that? Derek, day 95. He says the best is yet to come.
95
is going to be Gift Shop of Palooza.
Gift shop.
I'm going to go to every gift shop that has every gift shop that is attached to a ride, and I'm going to look for ride specific merchandise that I enjoy.
That's fantastic.
I don't know why that doesn't sound as appealing as I thought it would.
Gift shop of Palooza. Craig, how about day 96?
Day 96, I'm going to sneak into River Country. No, I'm joking.
Craig, there goes Craig again, looking to sneak
into
something.
It's the last few days. If you get thrown out, you've already get thrown out.
That's true.
Key West.
I tell you what, Derek, I'm going to go with 96 here.
Yeah, go ahead and do
that. I'm going to go over to Old Key West Resort. I've never been there. And I know I'm going to eat at Olivia's. I'm going to check out the pool. I'm going to stay there. I'm going to see all that Old Key West has to offer. Derek, how about Craig, either one of you, how about day 97?
It's probably, I'm going to really focus on the rides that I enjoy the most. I would make this like my top 10 ride day. I'd make me a list of all the rides my top 10 rides that I would want to ride if it happens to be a four-park day, which it probably would be.
That's a good idea.
I would make this my...
I like that. So, number 98, right?
98.
Here's what I'm doing, guys, for 98. This is my last one. I'm going to do a two-part thing. It's going to take 7 hours total. The first 3 hours is going to be the Marceline to Magic Kingdom tour. It's how key events in Walt Disney's life inspired the creation of the Magic Kingdom Park on this eye-opening three-hour walking tour. And I'm going to follow that up with a four-hour walking tour of Epcot, which Walt Disney envisioned to help shape a better tomorrow. So you get both things that Disney envisioned and walked, and what made Disney World and Epcot become what it is because of Walt Disney. So
that is right up your alley, Craig.
I think I would really enjoy that. And that's a whole day there, 7 hours, and you're walking the whole time, so you're going to be ready for a break.
Derek, day 99.
99. Okay, our last night, I've mentioned this a couple of times. I want the fireworks cruise. You know, you've been there 100 days. You've been there 98 days. I don't think...
Everybody knows your name.
That's right. You've done about everything
Everybody knows your name.
You should have done everything you want. Squeeze in that fireworks cruise. Enjoy your evening.
Fireworks cruise. And that will bring us to the final day. Are you ready, guys?
We are ready.
This is going to be very anticlimactic. I'm going to do a cannonball in every Disney hotel pool. I'm going to go to every Disney hotel and do a cannonball in one of their pools. Bam.
Are they going to...
That's day 100. I'm going to find a way around it. I think at that point, I've given them so much business, they're going to let me.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
A cannonball in every pool.
You're giving them 100
in one day.
You're a lottery winner. And
that's what we need to do on one episode is we need to figure out how much all this would cost if we totaled all this up. Listeners, 100 days at Walt Disney World. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah! We did it, guys.
We all want to say a vibration.
Guys, I think I don't ever want to do that.
But hey, yeah, I talked myself out of it.
I think if anybody has stayed with us for these two episodes, they're thinking, you know, it sounds like a good idea, but it's not.
But hey, it does go back to our original purpose of this show, and 101 episodes in, we can say this. We're trying to offer different things that people can do, and we're trying to show people that there's a plethora of different things you can do at Disney World, and If you want to take a day and just ride the boat rides, you can do that. If you want to take a day in characters or snack, you can do that. There's so many different things that you can do, and that's one of the reasons why we continue to go back.
Even those last two tours I talked about, you think, man, you're talking about tours. That was each tour is $49. Yep. I mean, you're not talking about very expensive things to do.
And we didn't get to every tour out there.
No.
There's still other tours we didn't make.
So there are some inexpensive things you can do that can fill your whole day that doesn't cost a lot of money and will give you a side of Disney you haven't seen before. So
that's right.
I'm glad we did this.
Me too. Guys, it's been a long night in the graveyard. So let's go ahead and get to the finish. It's time for a segment we like to call.
Greatness.
Guys, here is my question for you. What's your favorite ride in Fantasyland in the Magic Kingdom? Just Fantasyland?
That's it?
What's your favorite ride? What's wrong with that?
After 100 days?
Yeah.
These give out.
I'll go ahead and answer first. My favorite ride in Fantasyland is good old Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It's fast.
Good old? It's the newest ride.
Good news.
It's Bruin's favorite. It's indoor. It's outdoor. It's part dark ride, part thrill ride. I think it's well done. I like the music. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. What about you, Derek? Favorite ride in Fantasyland?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Dumbo. It is probably, you said yours was Bruin's favorite ride. Dumbo is probably Boone's favorite ride.
Dumbo.
And we can ride it daytime or evening, and it's the same. It's a different atmosphere each time of day. So,
I'm going to say for Clint, Toad's Wild Ride. But since it no longer exists, I am going to say Peter Pan's Flight. I like it. It's still original, and it's still just something neat about the way you ride above the setting. You know, there's not any other rides like that. So
we do enjoy looking down.
That's you. Yes.
No, just me. Sorry.
As renters, we do. Yeah, I enjoy that. That's probably my top.
Well, guys, I think it's safe to say we've done something that no other podcast has done.
There may be a purpose behind that.
I think there's lots of shows we've done no other podcast has ever done.
But that's why we're here.
That's right.
That's what makes us the Grim Grinning Guys. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening over the past two episodes as we've shared with you how we would spend 100 days.
As well as the last 101 episodes.
Absolutely. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
He's gonna ride a horse all day. He's not taking a carriage ride.
He's gonna be
cowboy. He wants to be a cowboy for a day.